We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Mem Bet. The Magen Midovna had been discussing the benefits of actions that stem from thought, not to allow ourselves to enter habit mode, that Judaism should be thought out, that our actions should involve care and thought and decision and decisiveness. Ot to'elet, we're in the bottom paragraph. Ot to'elet ha'oseh, another benefit to action that stems from thought, from intent, because if you've thought about it, and then you do it, and you're consistent in it, then a person becomes a diligent person, a studious person, a person who grows from his actions. And a person's awe of his Creator grows. When our actions, when our performance of mitzvos involve thought, then we become different people from those actions. If our actions are just habit, so then what's in the habit? Aleinu shabech la'adon hakol. It always boggles my mind how people can say the words, Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon hakol. It is incumbent upon us to give praise to the master of everything. And they're turning their back and walking out the shul as they're saying it. Yeah. What do those words mean? Perhaps Aleinu's at the end to uplift us at the end. So we should end on a high note. So action without thought doesn't impact us. If we think about what we're doing, so then the action changes who we are. Because habit can cause us to do things. We could do it very sharp, but how does it affect us? It's just the limb that's used to doing it. It's not thought, it's on autopilot. Our sages say, when it comes to sins, if a person sinned twice, so then it's become permissible for him to do so. So the Gemara asks, you think it becomes permissible just because you repeated a sin? But no, the idea is, once it becomes a habit, then a person stops having guilty feelings. So then a person does it by force of habit, and it's as though it became permissible to him. And that's because if a person thought about doing something wrong and decided he's going to do it, the second time he decided to do that same action, so then he's acquired a certain trait in his soul, and then he's more prone to do that. But the same is true of the inverse. If a person decides to do what's right, and he does it twice, I always say, you want to get used to getting up on time? The first two times are the hardest. When you get married, the laws of family purity, they seem murderous. You say, who's doing this? I don't believe it. First 2 months are the hardest. You lasted those, you're going to see, then you get used to it. It's always the first two. You got to break yourself in. By the third time, it starts being easier. Kol ma'aseh tisher v'titatzem b'choach ha'nefesh. Every action that involves thought takes hold and takes root within our soul. Kemamar rabotenu zichonam livracha, as our sages taught, lo nitenu ha-mitzvot ela litzaref ben et habriot. The Medrash says, God gave us the mitzvos, the commandments, to purify us. The mitzvos make us into better people. Vechen mishpat ha-lev min ha-skama. So this is how our heart works, when our actions reflect decisions. Every time you decide to do something right again and again, so then a person's awe, a person's connection to the Creator, it grows with every decision. But if it's all a force of habit, so then the heart doesn't budge. You could say Aleinu Shabbach 50,000 times, and you never think to give praise because it's all habit. V'zot yadanu, and this we know, ki atzadikim anshei maaseh v'tamidei chachamim, the righteous, the men whose actions are worth mentioning, The sages, kol zman shemazkinim datam nitvasefet bahem. As they age, their dat grows greater. Suddenly they get sharper. Aval ziknei ha'aretz. But if you see the simple folk, as they age, kol zman shemazkinim datam mitarefet alehem. You see them age, and suddenly they have nothing to think about, and their mind rots. Their mind goes bad. Kichli shen mishtamshim bo ma'aleh chaluda b'rov hazman. Like a vessel that's not in use, over time it gets rusty. And so too, the mind, the soul, these are things that if you use, so then you, as you use them, so then you hone them to work better. And this is true about feelings too. I remember the first time I felt a certain pain. I was dating my wife. We thought we were going to get married. And then we had a conversation where I thought she was breaking up. I misunderstood her. She was in a rush to go to class. She said one sentence and left me stunned. She didn't realize I was stunned. I walked home in a fog, and we weren't going to talk till that night. So here we were. I thought we were on the verge of getting married. She said something I misunderstood, and suddenly I'm devastated. So I remember going back to yeshiva, totally lost. And I find my way back to my room. I fall into bed. I got no koach. I go to sleep. I wake up, and I feel the ache like I never felt in my life. And I'm destroyed. And I remember sitting there thinking, never in my life did I feel such pain. But it taught me something. That experience, that one day, taught me feelings that I didn't know a person could have. I never had them before. I remember then saying, now I understand chapters of Tehillim that I never understood before. It always seemed poetic. Now I see it's real. He meant what he said. The truth is that it's true with every type of feeling. We could train our heart to feel certain things and to develop feelings in a certain direction. People sometimes ask, how could I care for a fellow Jew? I don't care for a fellow Jew. What do you want from me? The answer is you could develop it. If you act like you care and you try to care in small things, then with time you'll care for bigger things. People aren't born caring people. We're all born egocentric. Some more and some even more. But we're all born egocentric. And with time, a person can develop those feelings. When a person thinks about what he's doing, and it's not just force of habit or being polite, so then he develops caring. If a person thinks before he asks, how are you? You know all those people who say, how are you, and keep walking? But if we think about it, if we think about the words, Shalom Aleichem, peace upon you, good morning. Do I mean it, or is it just a greeting? If we think about it, so then we become better people. And all the more so when it comes to the mitzvot that we perform. We've discussed numerous times that medrash that Rav Soloveitchik liked to quote. You guys remember the story of the barrels, the king, the barrels? Yeah, most of you know it. Now, there was a king who came one morning to the village, said, tomorrow morning I'm sending a wagon with a bunch of barrels. I want you all to take off from work and go to the stream on this side of the village, fill up the barrels, go to the ditch on the other side of the village, pour out the water. And that's what I want you to do all day. Go to the stream, fill up the barrels, carry it across the village to the ditch, and pour it out over there. Next morning, dutifully, all the villagers show up. The wagon comes, brings a bunch of barrels. All the villagers go to the stream. They fill up the barrels. They start going over to the ditch. By the time they get to the ditch, all the water is leaked out. There's barely anything left to pour into the ditch. After doing this two or three times, they realize all these barrels are leaky. What are we doing here? Pointless. They put down the barrels. They go off to work. One guy says, I don't know, the king said to do it, I'm doing it. All day he's going, filling up his barrel, going to pour it out in the ditch. The end of the day, the king comes riding up, and he sees only one man working. He asks him, what's going on? So the guy says, well, everyone else saw the barrels were leaky, so they figured, what's the point? They went home. So the king calls in all the villagers, and he says, I didn't tell you I needed water in the ditch. I told you to fill up the barrels, take them to the ditch, and pour them out. That's what I wanted you to do. I knew the barrels had holes. I need you to clean out the barrels. I figured as you fill up the water and walk down to pour it in the ditch, so then the barrels will get clean as the water leaks out, and then I'll have clean barrels. The Midrash says that's the way learning Torah is. God knows we have leaky vessels. He knows we can't possibly retain everything we learn. we learn, we review, we try to remember, and at the end of the day, we still forget. But God says, as the Torah runs through us, we become better people. And that's our job, to learn Torah in a way that we become better people. So the Torah and the mitzvos, in order for them to affect us, we have to think about what we're doing as we do it. And that's the idea that we just learned with the conclusion of the fifth chapter of Shaar Avodat HaElokim.